The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Listen, mate, I'm going on a date. Oh, my God, I am so nervous. I can't tell you. And I don't think I've got anything to wear, really, because all the clothes that I would wear for this sort of thing, Claire cut them up when all that happened. So I'm a bit short of clothes. I don't know if you've got anything that would fit me that I could wear on a date. Any advice would be good as well. Shoes, and I really, really need some shoes. I've got nothing to put on my feet. If you have anything at all that would be date appropriate, then let me know. Okay, mate. I'm quite excited, but a bit nervous. All right. Speak to you later.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. That's good news, mate. Well done. Where'd you meet her? She one of Anne's Meals on Wheels girls. Look, I can lend you some gear. I assume you've got a pair of jeans. I'd plan for jeans if I was you, and I've got a shirt. Some cufflinks for that. If that would probably make a good impression. And I've got some deck shoes, or I've got a pair of brogues. It's just about how I get it to you, really, mate. So, let's plan that. But, yeah, well done. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye. Hi, Rog. It's Bri. Look, in terms of advice, mate, play high status. Play high status and, you know, don't be a pushover. Like, let her... If you're chatting and there's a lull in the conversation, let her fill it in. You know what I mean? And just keep cool. Less is more. All right, mate. Look, we can meet up today if you want. I can get you the stuff. All right. Cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Yeah, that's good advice, actually. High status. Yes. I'll say something, but I just, you know, I'll play it a bit cool, and, you know, let her come to me, really. I'll hide my nerves anyway. yeah, brilliant. I think the brogues would be good. Now, I'm size 11, mate. That's the only thing. What size are the brogues? Yeah, let me know. I know it's quite big. And also, I can't meet today. But if you could, I've got to go to the benefits office. If you could you leave the shoes and the clothes somehow outside my house? That would be good. Thanks, mate. Hi, Brian, it's Roger. Yeah, I've had a word with Anne, and if you leave the clothes outside the house and then ring the bell, she'll come down the stairs and pick them up from the front door. Don't hang around for Anne because she's in her mid-80s, so it's going to take quite a long time for her to get down on the stairs. Bless her. So, yeah, do that, and that should be good. Thank you, mate.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. I dropped the stuff off. It was a bit strange. I knocked on the door and I rang the doorbell and Anne did come down. And I thought I'd just hand it over and go. But she asked me in. I think she thought I was someone else. She was very familiar with me. And she asked me to get a piece of jewellery for her from her bedroom. And when I came back down, she sort of wouldn't let me go. I had to sort of pick her up and put her on a sofa in the living room and then leave. It was a bit weird, mate. It was quite a strange experience. Anyway, I've dropped off the brogues. They're a size 41. I'm not sure. I think it's... anyway, I'm sure they'll be all right. A shirt, cufflinks, and a vest, just because I had one clean. All right, mate. Tell me how it all goes. Speak soon. Cheers, Rog. Bye. Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Look, I don't think I want to come over to yours again. It's really stayed with me. What happened this morning? It's sort of haunting me. She kept making this noise. She kept going and winking and oh god. Anyway, yeah, I don't think I want to come over to yours ever again. I hope you got the stuff, mate, and have a good time on the date. Speak soon. Cheers, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I got the shoes and the clothes. Thank you. I haven't tried them on yet, but I'm sure they'll be fine. Listen, with regards to Anne, she's an old lady, mate, and she's been very good to me, and she lets me live there for sort of nothing. I sleep on the sofa in the living room, and occasionally, and I think maybe she thought that you were me. I do things for her, you know, around the house. I help her out and stuff, and yeah, she does make a few strange noises because she's on some quite specific medication for all sorts of things that she's got going on, you know. These things sort of happen every now and again. She could have had a low blood sugar level, or that's probably what it was. She was probably having a hypo. Don't worry about it, mate. Thanks for dropping the stuff over. You don't ever have to come around again if you don't want to, but I've just, you know, I just let you know that it's not your fault. So don't worry. Okay, mate, thanks for the clothes. I'll let you know how the date goes. Cheers, mate, bye. Hello, Brian, it's Roger. listen, I've just spoken to Anne, and she said how nice you were, and what a gentleman you were for laying her down on the sofa. And she was having a diabetic fit when you were around there, so that probably explains the curious noises and the The going in and out of consciousness, etc. But anyway, she'd love you to come back and, she'll make you a cup of tea and meet you properly. And so I just thought I'd pass that on. You've made quite an impression on Anne, who's really, really lovely. She really is. She really is very hospitable and a charming old lady. And she doesn't charge me anything to live there either. So I've got to keep on her good side. So if you do want to come around for a cup of tea, that would be great, mate. Put in a good word for me. Okay, mate, I'm going on the date tonight, so I'll let you know how I get on. All right, bye-bye.
Hello, Roger, it's Brian. We're friends, and I think the last year we have been invaluable to each other. We've both had a tough breakup, and we are finding our feet in the new chapter of our lives. And look, if there's something I've learned over the last year, it's not to judge people. What happens in their life, where they've ended up, and what they've got to do. But I want no part of what happens with Anne. Can I make that very clear? I want no part in this. Do you understand, Roger? I don't judge you, but I don't want to talk about this ever again. Okay, mate. Hope the take goes well. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Listen, mate, I think you may have got hold of the wrong end of the stick, my relationship with Anne. I am literally just staying on her sofa. There is nothing else going on. She's an elderly woman, and I am literally just staying on her sofa. So I just want to make that clear to you. Okay, thank you, bye-bye. Hello, Brian, it's Roger, just ringing to tell you about the date. Thanks for the shoes. They were great, but about two sizes too small. So I'm not sure which size you thought they were, but so I turned up there with a bit of a limp, which I sort of managed to deal with by telling her that I'd been in quite a horrific car crash, which she sort of accepted, thank God. The date went well, but it was quite clear from fairly early on that all she was really interested in was having sex with me, and I had to explain to her sort of rather delicately over a wimpy that I hadn't had sex in quite a long time for various reasons that I didn't want to go into at the time. Apart from anything else, I couldn't take her back to Anne's have sex with her on Anne's sofa, because I think that would have been inappropriate. It was nice to have a date and to speak to a woman, I'll get the chance to do it again soon. Wimpy is great, by the way, very reasonable, very cheap, and sort of cracking quality. So maybe we can go and have a burger or something. Thanks for your help, mate. Thanks for the loan of the shoes and the clothes. Couldn't have done it without you once again. All right, mate. Speak soon.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.